As President Trump and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have promoted their Make America Healthy Again agenda, they've repeatedly brought up the danger of harmful chemicals.
We're going to get toxic chemicals out of our environment.
That's Trump back in August.
We're going to get them out of our food supply. We're going to get them out of our bodies.
At the same time, the Trump administration is dismantling an agency that spends much of its energy on exactly this type of work. NPR's Will Stone reports.
Catherine Blackwood had spent the past 3 years investigating the health effects of prolonged mold exposure, and her new experiment was all ready to go when the email came through.
We just had to stop everything where it was.
Blackwood works for the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH for short.
We were quite literally running around the building trying to figure out what to do with these studies because we weren't going to be allowed back the next day.
Altogether, the agency is expected to lose about 900 employees, roughly 90% of its workforce, by the end of June. And staffers like Blackwood are wondering if years of work can be salvaged.
It's just gone. We don't have access to any of the data. We don't have access to any of our anything.
Other scientists describe a similarly chaotic shuttering of the agency. Biological samples lost, research animals donated to other labs or euthanized, long-running studies abandoned overnight.
Abandoned is a good word. There wasn't a shutdown. A shutdown implies, you know, an orderly procedure.
That's Kyle Mandler. He's a toxicologist who'd been studying a fatal lung disease linked to silica dust in the countertop industry.
We were really in the middle of working to try and understand what is inherent in this material that's, you know, potentially so deadly for these workers.
NIOSH is part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Its mandate to prevent injury, illness, and death in the workplace touches many sectors. The cuts to programs for coal miners and firefighters provoked strong backlash, even from some Republicans. But the firings will have far broader consequences.
It's almost destroyed.
Dr. Robert Harrison is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. He says NIOSH is instrumental in identifying and preventing harmful chemicals and toxic substances in American life.
The cuts, I think, will be a devastating loss to our opportunity to prevent cancers in the United States.
Over the years, the agency has advanced research on what are now well-known carcinogens like asbestos, benzene, and vinyl chloride.
As a result of the work that these scientists at NIOSH have done, some of these most toxic chemicals have virtually been eliminated.
In response to NPR's questions, a statement from the Department of Health and Human Services said that critical initiatives under NIOSH will remain intact as the agency continues to streamline its operations and will eventually join Secretary Kennedy's newly created Administration for a Healthy America. But interviews with 12 NIOSH staff indicate key functions are at a standstill. A cancer database for firefighters has stopped enrollment. There's no one running the program that tracks lead exposure in adults or testing and approving personal protective equipment. Many expect the NIOSH funding for universities and states will dry up too. Dr. Philip Landrigan is an epidemiologist at Boston College and a former NIOSH official.
It's all very well and good to talk about streamlining government, but there's no way in the world Mr. Kennedy's new agency for making America healthy again is going to be able to protect workers' health after they've let 90% of the subject matter experts go.
And because of the cuts, NIOSH can no longer take requests to investigate concerning clusters of illnesses or other emerging hazards. States, employers, unions rely on this help. In fact, staff say dozens of ongoing investigations will be left unfinished. Will Stone, NPR News.